Hey, brother.
Hey there, brother. From the top rope, brother.
Excuse me?
I'm the Hulk Hogan, brother.
Okay. You all right over there?
Yeah.
How about your voice?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good?
Oh, how's it going, man?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh. It's hot, dude. It's hot. Smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah. Smoke show over here.
Smoke show. Yeah. So that's smoked pork for dinner.
You want some smoked pork?
I just had some smoked pork.
Oh, okay. Dang, really? Wait, is it seasoned? What do you have on it? Why was that the first thing I asked you? If it was seasoned or not?
Yes,
no, it was straight out of the package. It was straight plain.
Yeah, raw.
It was plain.
It's in a crock pot yesterday.
Oh, and so it was soft.
We put salt on it and we put liquid smoke in the pot and then let it cook for like 6 hours, I think.
It wasn't too strong, the liquid smoke.
Just put like a little bit in there.
A little
and then it made the whole apartment smell like bacon pretty much.
Whoa.
And now we have a bunch of pork that's delicious. It's salty, smoky, put a little chipotle sauce on top. Boom. Good to go.
Whoa.
Little Cholula.
Dang. Yeah. Cholula?
Never had Cholula?
Spicy. No, I don't eat that. It's too hot.
Oh, dude. It's not. It's like it's lighter than even Tabasco.
I can't even do Tabasco.
What? It's pepper sauce. It's like the lightest sauce. It's the lightest sauce. It's literally the lightest sauce.
What did Josh say in Drake of Josh? He's like, it's a guitar, bro. What does he say?
I don't remember. I just remember.
He's like, gnarly.
This one time? I was at the park and I was like, whoa, skateboards and tubular. I was like, I'm going to fall. And then I was like, totally. And that was totally Kyle. Totally.
Oh, that's what he says. Totally. Yeah. Oh, totally Kyle. Oh my God.
From
that's what
the
it was.
Show.
Oh, I totally forgot that's what he says.
Yeah, totally
oh
Kyle.
Oh, my gosh.
That's totally Kyle. Totally.
Totally. Oh, my gosh. I missed that show.
It was a good show.
Oh, well, that's good. Got some smoked pork in your belly. Some leftovers for tomorrow.
With couscous and green beans.
Couscous.
Uh-huh. Parmesan.
You put Parmesan in your couscous?
It actually was Parmesan couscous, yes.
What? That's not a thing. What?
Dude, yeah, just go to the grocery store. They make flavor couscous in a box.
Literally, this session, I don't know if you look at the top, but when we're both talking at the same time, it says, twist the tea, baby.
Yeah, I know. It says he's talking. And you just says,
No, but at the same time, it says that both of us together.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I see it now with the comma. Twist the tea, baby.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so sorry, back to the original point. So you put Parmesan cheese on your couscous?
It's already in a box, flavored. You just boil water, throw it in the pot. It's like flavored couscous with seasoning.
Oh, I didn't know
it was Parmesan flavored.
Anything flavored. I thought it was just always plain.
Nope. Oh. You gotta go shop, man. You gotta go see all the flavors.
We don't have Wegmans here, so
you don't have to get Wegmans. Just go to the grocery store and just look at couscous.
We don't have grocery stores here.
You're right. What was I thinking? Sorry, I forgot you don't have those there where you live in outer space.
Part of the Space Force now.
Yeah. Did you start watching that new show?
No, I actually wanted to though.
So I started it, and both times I started, I fell asleep. So
what's new?
It's not good. It's like it's boring.
Is it really?
At least at least that's how I thought. Maybe I need to keep watching it, like power through and like.
Maybe because you fell asleep. You don't know.
No, no. Like I fell asleep because I was bored. Like it's not good.
Oh, it like, wasn't, I wasn't engaging you.
No, not at all. It wasn't engaging at all. Like, and it's from Greg Daniels from The Office too. Like,
right,
producer, writer, whatever. And Steve Carell's obviously in it, but I don't know. Just like the, I don't know. Maybe I need to keep going to watch like the next episode and keep seeing if it gets better. But
how many episodes did you watch?
I watched the first two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of get an idea of what it's like.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Just nothing that like blew me away. It's nothing like The Office, which I guess I can't go in there expecting that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's completely different. Yeah,
but it's a whole different thing.
It's comedic though. It's supposed to have satire.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't know if they're trying too hard. It's just not my comedy. But I barely laughed at all. Maybe I don't think I even laughed at all.
Oh no. Well then, maybe I'm not gonna like it then.
So you watch the first couple and tell me if you like it, because I couldn't get into it. Yeah.
Tell me. Yeah, I'll watch it then. Yeah, for sure.
I saw the James Bond, because you were telling me, you know, that a couple weeks ago.
Oh my gosh, did you watch them?
I didn't watch them yet, but I'm gonna start some of them.
Yes.
But please. Aaron, I saw them all on Netflix and Hulu and HBO. They have all, like a bunch of random ones, like the Pierce Brosnan ones. I saw them on there.
They're so good. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're like trending now on Netflix because people are watching them.
They're trending.
Yeah, they're like the trending movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They're awesome. You should watch them.
Yeah.
So, I got a couple of things before we get into our main topics, but this could be, I guess, our main topic for today. But I got just one thing I was thinking about. I don't know if I dreamed about this or I was just thinking about this in the shower, part of my shower thoughts. But you can tell me how you feel about this. So, you know when you're talking to somebody, maybe it's a mutual friend or something, or maybe not a mutual friend always, but it's maybe just somebody you don't know very well. Maybe it's a coworker or something.
Okay.
And you start to talk to them, right? And they ask you things like, oh, how's your wife doing? Or how's your girlfriend doing? Or your boyfriend doing? Or whatever. And you're like talking about that. And they're like, oh, you know, what are you doing this weekend? Or, you know, how's that band you're in? Or how's, you know, all that's considered pretty much small talk, right? You know, you have those conversations like every single day. You have those small little 15, 20 minute conversations. Yeah,
like if you're not close with somebody, so you're just like sparking up something to talk about.
Right.
To like, but like keep social. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a societal
like
thing.
Filler. It's like that. Filler talk. Yeah.
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 So you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So we have those conversations every day with people, and the worst ones are literally the conversations we have with like mutual friends where you're like, you don't really have anything in common, or you don't know what you have in common yet until you
warm up to them or something. Yeah. Like, cause if you're like, you just met them. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
But like, you know, maybe you'll find one thing in common, and then every single time you see them, you only talk about that one thing, and you're like, oh, this freaking drags on. I hate this so much. Like,
oh, drags on, or it's a good thing if you like click up with one thing and you love that topic.
No, but like all they do is talk about that one thing, and you're like, oh, well, let's talk about something different. like, come on. Like, let's.
What I'm saying is, what if it's something you also love?
Well, like if it's something you love,
then you hit it off.
You know?
Yeah. Right. But okay. I got you.
Yeah.
So. I see what you're saying.
Small talk is what I'm talking about, right? I was thinking about this. I freaking hate it so much. I hate small talk so freaking much.
I don't think anybody really loves it. I don't love who likes it. I don't think anybody like, really enjoys that.
Well, maybe people do. Maybe people like people that like to talk. They like it. They like just talk about whatever. Like
just because know, it's just they want to have something to say. Something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right.
Like if nothing needs to be said, don't want to say anything. Like. People will come up and talk to me. They'll be like, oh, how's it going? Like, and I have to, obviously I feel obligated, and the societal thing is to ask them, you know, how they're doing or whatever. Right. And
if it's like,
I don't give a shit. Like, how are you doing? Like, I'd rather just keep doing what I'm doing, or like talking to the other people that are there and just talking to them, you know,
yeah,
instead of them being like, let's talk about things that don't matter. You know what I mean? That, cause it doesn't impact my life at all. What just happened? You know what I mean?
No, I know. It's a waste of time, especially if you're like trying to go somewhere, like, you have a mission, you know, in your head, like you have plans or something. Yeah,
exactly.
No, I got you. I'm not saying I like that at all either, but yeah, I guess you're right. There are people that do like that, enjoy small talk.
I just, so how do you stand? Like, I literally obviously do.
No, I don't like it at all.
But I literally want to have this you know, agreement and just be like, you know, if we sit down with somebody at the bar or whatever and be like, hey, let's not ask each other these things. Let's have it like an intimate conversation about something we enjoy. Let's do that. But if it's anything else, let's just not talk at all. Let's just enjoy each other's presence and do something else. Let's play like Jenga or something.
That's like two different things, though. That's like two different things. You're saying an intimate conversation, but also like filler conversation with one person.
If we're going to have an intimate conversation about something that's actually like conversation, not the throwaway conversation. I cannot stand that. You know what I mean? Just that's what I'm trying to say. I can't stand.
No, I agree with you. I'm the same way. But you got to also think,
add it in my life. It's just such a waste of time.
I see what you're saying. But like also, let's say they do like that, right? Then it's not that it's a waste of time or something, because like it's just, you're not being rude. Does that make sense?
Well, and it's only because it's part of society that's like that. If we had an agreement that
ignored them and gave them the cold shoulder, they're going to be like, oh, like they'll get the hint, right, obviously, but right, like then they won't do it again. Probably they're not going to talk to you about like small talk again,
which is
like
they got the hint. I've done that so many times. I've done that. I can't even tell you how many times I've done that. Whereas people want to like talk to you or want to be your friend. And I'm just like, no, I don't want anything. I don't want any part of that. Like, I don't like, cool. Like, I'm open if you need help, like at work or something or whatever. Right. Like, but then other than that, I'm like, I want no part of any of this.
No, that's, I agree.
You know what I'm talking about? Or are you the opposite?
No, I'm on the same side as you. I don't know if that drastic, like still got to like respond in a professional workplace manner, you know, and especially in these times with not being face to face, especially now where the communication over the phone and over chat, like over instant messaging is much, much higher than it ever has. And Skyping and Zooming and, you know, all that stuff. So yeah, but I'm in the same way.
I would much rather just be absolutely just, let's have this.
And without it being awkward, you're saying like when, cause I would love like what you were just saying, the bar example, like when you go to a bar with somebody and maybe you only have a couple things to talk about, but it's also cool just like relax together and like not have to talk for the entire 2 hours you're sitting at the bar and just maybe talk for 45 minutes of it, or you know what I mean? And then you go play a game and then like, you know, I see what you're saying.
Like there's just times that I've gone out to the bar with a bunch of my friends and a couple of them are really, really close. And the other ones are, you know, mutual friends of me, friends that I've known.
Right.
But we're not close.
And you know how I am too. Like I'm not a social butterfly. I'm very shy. So like, I'm a little more social if I'm drinking, but still I don't care about all that filler. Still, even when I'm drinking,
right?
I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. So why do we do that? Like, can it just not? Let's just get rid of all of it,
dude. Because people like it. Like you said, people
so stupid.
People like it, and then there's the people that don't. Yeah.
Like, just let's not, you know, and it not be rude, you know, and not be like a thing where people are like, oh, why are you not talking, or why are you not, you know, engaging the conversation that literally. Like, I have to ask you questions about your life that we both know we neither of us care about at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Just something I was thinking about, because I'm just like, this happens and has been happening for so many years that we do this. And it just, you know, I've obviously gained nothing. So why do we continue to do it?
Right. I don't know. I guess you got to get your point. You got to get your point across.
No, I guess. Yeah, for sure.
So you don't keep wasting all your time.
It just comes off not positive, I guess, all the time.
Yeah, and then you're just gonna be a lonesome guy. Everybody's like, "Oh, what a Rudy over there!
What a Rudy!
What a Judy! What a Judy!
What a Judy! Oh gosh!
You hear about Judy? She's a Rudy.
No, not a damn Judy. She's just by herself every day.
You hear about Trudy? She blew a nasty tootie.
I'll pay you. That was stinky right there.
Did ever anybody ever used to say SPD to you?
Yeah, you.
Besides me, do you know what SPD is?
Yeah, SB?
SB.
Sign but deadly, dude.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, obviously I do. We have the same DNA, dude. What do you think? I know what you know.
All right, you're right. I was clarifying, okay?
Yeah, there's no need for clarity. I mean, for our listeners. We'll clarify for our listeners.
I was clarifying. SPD is silent but deadly.
Yeah, just in case. If somebody drops a deuce and they're loose, you know? And
well, that's the thing. It's very loose. It's like, you don't hear it. You don't hear anything. It's silent.
They open up their cheeks real quick, and it's just like, it's just like, caca.
That's the opposite of silent but deadly, but okay, good example.
It's like
of a bird coming out of your butt.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a, you better run, boy. Better run.
What's your next line of questionnaire?
So I'm glad you asked. So I got some questions.
I mean, that wasn't really a question. That was just like you were trying to see where I stand on a spectrum. Okay, that's fine.
Which is to introduce my next stance on a couple things, and I want to see how you stand on these same topics.
Okay.
So
are these short answers or are these long answers?
They're open-ended questions, but they
they're gonna move a little smoother.
They'll move. Oh, that wasn't smooth. Jeez.
Hit it.
Hit it. Brittany, hit it. It's Brittany, man.
You took my line, boy.
Hit it. I'm in the sound room.
Dude, did you watch the episode? Give me that cake.
Obviously.
Did you watch the episode when Steve rolls up in his car?
Yeah,
his convertible?
Freaking Chrysler 300 or whatever.
He goes, it's Brittany, bitch.
And he squeals off.
All right, hit it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, hit it. So, I got some polarizing topics in terms of food, which will probably bring us back to our childhood days, which we can discuss here. So, first one.
I like food.
Oh, I know you do. So we used to live together, obviously. Brothers, packed for life.
I never lived with you. I don't even know who you are. What's your name again? What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton.
Oh my gosh. All right,
hit it, man.
So this is
baby.
One more time. Go on forever. Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I just keep cutting you off. All right, sorry. Yeah. Food, nostalgia, all something right, about so living together.
This is the first one, all right. So we both lived in Pennsylvania. You still live in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I live in Arizona for our listeners. So this is a sandwich. On a long piece of bread,
mm-hmm.
where you go to a deli to pick it up, probably,
mm-hmm.
and it can be called what?
You want my to give all answers for what this could
I
be?
I want you, yeah, to tell me what you think it is.
Submarine.
The proper name.
Okay. Submarine, but if you're in, so sub for short, but if you're in certain states, hoagie.
But right, but for you, but in where you live.
What do I call it?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. Like if you go to Subway, it's a sub.
Right.
If you go to Wegmans, it's a sub. But if you go to the Marching Man hoagie sale, it's a hoagie.
Exactly. It's a hoagie, right?
But I mean, that's just like a Pennsylvania, like Italian style hoagie. Like
yeah.
You have an Italian style sub. It's the same thing, just a different slang, I guess, for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say hoagie or sub. What would you say?
Yeah, I'd say sub or hoagie. I mean, it can also be called a hero, right?
Okay. See,
we never used.
Ever call it that, but people do call it that.
It says in here that hoagie originated in Philadelphia, which makes sense.
Yes, hoagie is definitely Pennsylvanian.
All right, so started off easy here. So another open-ended question, maybe question answer here is, Do you put ketchup on hot dogs?
I do, but can I give a disclaimer?
Yes.
I don't put it on alone. I always...
Mustard.
If you always have to have mustard. Really? Yellow mustard, okay. Yes. I love mustard on hot dogs. Mustard, ketchup, and then either onion sauce, like sobre onion sauce, or like relish or like a pickle or something. But dude, ketchup, mustard, onion sauce, I'm happy.
So onion sauce. Tell me about what the bathroom looks like after that.
Looks fine, man. Cleans you out.
It cleans you out.
No, it's not that bad. It's just like it's like caramelized onions, like in like a sweet sauce, kind of like salty.
So this is native to Pennsylvania, or is this people can get this anywhere at the your local Walmart?
I don't know if it's anywhere, but actually the only place you can ever find it really is Walmart.
Sabret onion sauce?
Because Sabret hot dogs in the package, they're only really sold at Walmart. You can't find them at like most grocery stores. I don't know about you. I don't know if you ever looked in the hot dog aisle, but where I typically shop, there's no Sabrets. So the onion sauce is only certain stores. I think Weiss has it. I think Walmart has it, but Wegmans does not carry it. They have Nathan's hot dogs, which I usually buy, but yeah.
Okay.
You know that sauce, the sauce from Poppy's.
Oh, I know.
You know the sauce. You like the sauce, right?
You know the sauce.
You like that sauce?
Yeah, it's good. It's a lot though, for sure.
No, you just put a little bit on. You don't need a lot. Now, honestly, you don't even need the ketchup. You could just do a mustard with onion sauce.
So yeah, good. But the ketchup mustard is the combo.
That's a classic. If I'm at a ball game, I'm at a Yankee ball game and I'm spending $12 on the hot dog, I'm getting ketchup mustard $12. On it. I paid $12 for that hot dog. All ketchup mustard. Relish and whatever. I want a beer in my left hand and I want a hot dog in my right, ketchup mustard.
Yeah, it's like $30 right there. It's like, it's a game.
It's okay.
It's a GameCube game right there.
That's what I'm there for. Give me the damn dog.
And the next thing you know, the mustard's on your shirt and you're like, oh,
that's okay. Damn. I got shout at home. I usually get something on me anytime. You know, it's fine.
That's right. Chubby Wubbies be dubbing wubbing. You know what I'm saying? So
dub and wub, scrub and scrub when you get home.
Wow, I could not said it any
with
better.
A little toothbrush and a shower and be like, damn it.
But it was a good game though.
And it was a good dog.
It was a good dog. Reminiscing. Okay, all right, I like that answer. Let's see. Next we have deep dish pizza.
Hell so no. Get that fucking deep dish away from me.
whoa, okay, let's unpack this. So you don't eat deep dish pizza, so Nickelodeon.
No, I will eat thick crust, deep dish, whatever. Thick crust. I mean, that's the same thing, right?
But what about Sicilian? Dough.
Yes, that's what I'm about to say. Similar. I love Sicilian pizza. It, like that thick. That's the only time I like it, like a thick crust style or deep dish style. I don't want deep dish pizza, though. I like crispy. I like thin, crispy, New York style, Jersey style pizza.
So you like crispy, you don't like soft, you like it to be crunchy.
It doesn't have to be crunchy. Just I like it from like a New York or Jersey style pie and then thinner than that. Like from that like height, I guess. Yeah. Like that consistency down. Like, okay. Yeah. I definitely don't like a doughy. Like that's not pizza to me. It's just dough with sauce and cheese on it. Like, I don't know.
That's true. Yeah. If it's too soft, it's kind of gross.
Yeah. It's nasty. Like it's not, I don't know. It's not my thing. What about you?
I like softer pizza. I don't like it too crispy. I don't like it burnt, obviously. Because people like it really, really crispy and
do you like that that crispy cracker pizza over in Arizona, the oregano's? That's like crack.
It's really very, good. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so you do good. Like it. Okay. Is that your favorite pizza in Arizona though? Or you have a new one?
No, not my favorite. There's a specialty pizza in downtown Tempe that I don't know if I've ever taken you to. It's very, very good as long as they don't burn the bottom because it's a brick oven pizza.
Oh, I love brick oven pizza. It's the best.
You cook the pizza in like 30 seconds, so it's super, dude, super quick.
You know what? Real quick before you continue. Do you remember Piccini Pizza? Please tell me you remember Piccini Pizza.
In Ocean City?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The Buffalo Chick, personal pan?
Baby, how can I forget?
Wood fired, baby. Oh, we got cheese, hot sauce, chicken, blue cheese, dressing, lettuce.
On the side.
Dude, no, it's all on top. It's so good.
No, but you can dip it. You can dip it in the blue cheese, right?
Oh, no. It came on. Oh, did it come with it on the side or was it on the top?
Yeah, you could dip it, right? Couldn't you?
I can't remember. I think it all comes on top, but.
Because the buffalo sauce was on top with the chicken, right? It was all on top, right?
Maybe you're right. But it's the best wood fire pizza.
Oh, it was
it's
mental. Thin,
mental. Like we eat the whole pie and like our mouth's on fire. We're like, can I get another? Can I get another, mom? I just got pizza over the weekend, so I was telling Erin about that place, and she doesn't really remember it. I think she went there once, but that buffalo chicken pizza will forever be my favorite pizza with you. Forever.
So good.
The best buffalo chicken pizza I've ever had in my life. It's so good.
And we never get pizza with toppings on them, ever.
Dude, I very rarely do get a specialty pizza, but that's like the only kind I do literally love if I get like a specialty. Because I like cheese, and the only other pizza I like is like the onion bacon combo that mom does a lot.
Oh, yeah. The homemade.
That's really good. But other than that, you're right. I don't really care for special pies, but that buffalo chicken pizza is to die for. All right. Anyway, continue your statement. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had to interject with Piccini's pizza.
No, you're okay.
Shout out to totally Piccini's wood-fired grill.
They can sponsor us whenever they want.
Brick oven, whatever, wood-fired. Yeah, cash only.
Cash only. Sit outside and it's like super hot, but you're just scuffing down the pizza.
But it's AC in there. It's so good.
Oh, yeah,
true. We'd sit out on the back patio. It would be like burning in the sun, but eating this hot pizza.
Yeah. All I'll just say is, so there's a specialty pizza place and it's brick oven and they have really good wine and it's all Italian. They have really good Italian food, specialty Italian dishes and their pizza specialty. I get a pizza that has prosciutto on it and they have specialty pizzas with other really good toppings. It's absolutely insane. And it's always packed when you go there and they have live music on the weekends. And, it's very good. They make tons of money.
I want to try that because I haven't tried that. Yeah, that's new.
Yeah, we'll go there. Absolutely,
that's a new place for you. I have never been there.
Yeah, I went there. I was going there a couple years ago. I was going there all the time because it was so good.
That's what Dad's been into lately too.
No, they have not gone there for a while.
Okay, have you guys gotten oreganos in a while?
No. Obviously, because of everything going on, we haven't been going out to eat. But
right, I just meant like getting pizzas, like. For a quick dinner and a pinch or whatever. Well, you got your Papa John's. that's not really pizza. That's like fast food pizza. You know, I don't classify that like legit pizza.
It's so gross. I want to order something because I graduated. I was going to treat myself to something and I haven't ordered anything. I want to get something, but I don't even know what I want to get. Something good. But I still have to figure out what
I want. Do they do beer deliveries down in Arizona?
They do.
That's what you need to do. Just get some 4-packs delivered to the house.
Yeah, I can get some good sours. That's true.
There you go. That would be a nice celebration gift.
Pizza's good. Always staple in our hearts. Couple last ones here. I'll skip through. So, do you dip your fries in milkshakes?
So I know you do because Wendy's. You used to dip your chicken nuggies and your french fries in the frosty. And I know it sounds weird, right? But I gotta give it to you. I don't really do it that much, but the salty sweet combo, I get it. I get why you do it. And I gotta say that's cool. Because people like it. You're not alone.
I gotta say it's cool.
Like I don't like crave to go get a frosty and french fries and chicken nuggets, but something about that combination is very good.
So when we were kids, you never did that, is what you're saying.
No, but right.
Never. So
to answer your question, I don't really ever dip my milkshake or dip my french fries in milkshakes. Yeah, I don't do that.
Are you kidding?
But I like that combination still. I like eating the french fries and drinking the milkshake because the salty and the sweet. I love that combo. It's so good.
I can't remember because it's been so long since obviously we've ever got Wendy's together, but I swear you also did that too with me, but I guess you didn't.
I think I tried it with you, but like, it wasn't like, I didn't like do it like you did.
So yeah. Good.
Jeez. Yeah. I know. I do remember you doing that though, but like.
Chicken nuggies.
Dude, Wendy's chicken nuggies. So good. So good. Like, don't even mess with McDonald's. Just go to Wendy's chicken nugs. Boom. Exactly. The spicy or the regular. They're so good.
And the Frosties. It's been so long since I've been to Wendy's. Oh my God.
Oh, the Frosties are so good. They're like 99 cents for a small.
So you're a no to that. Okay. All right. Because I'm going to keep mine.
Yeah, I'm going to say no because I definitely still don't do that. And I never really did. But okay. I understand why you do it.
Let's see. Do you split apart? This is an easy one. Do you split apart your Oreos or do you bite right through them?
Bite right through them. Actually, there's only two ways I eat them. Bite right through them. Or I hold it with my fingers, dip it in milk. Ooh. Now, the reason I, and then, you know, like almost the whole thing went down. Like I get my fingers wet sometimes in that milk. and I pull it out and I hold it for a while. I dip that thing for like almost a minute.
So it almost gets completely saturated.
About to break off. And I take that thing and I knock it back. It's the best cookie. But you risk losing the whole cookie in the milk. And also your fingers get a little wet. But that's okay. But the reason I said fingers is because some people actually stick a fork in the cream and then stick it into the milk.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Also, another thing I've seen is people will take a big cup of milk, like, I don't know, 5-6 cookies, drop it in the milk, all of them, and then take a spoon and scoop the cookies out with a spoon and eat them while they're eating the milk. Like it's like a cereal. It's crazy.
And they're all freaking soggy?
They're all soft and soggy and yummy, and they just drop all the cookies in and just eat it with a spoon. Dude, yeah, there's so many ways you can eat Oreos. But yeah, to answer your question, I bite right in. I don't twist it, but Aaron twists it. Yeah, what do you do?
It's also been a long time since I had Oreos, but I will break them in half sometimes. Just like directly in half, and I'll eat like
halves. I forgot you used to do that. I used to snap them, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you do that though? Just to
because it's like mentally telling me I'm eating more. Yeah. So I'm eating them slower. Because if I don't, I'll literally just go through rows and I'll just eat the rows.
Oh, same here. I eat a row and a half and then I'm like, I think we need more cookies, hon. I'm like, I can't find where they went.
Let's go. Yeah. Exactly. So that, or like you said, I used to always dip in milk all the time. So good. But what was I gonna say? I was gonna mention something about you still drink these with regular milk though. You don't do almond milk or anything like that.
So lately, so for my cereal, I do almond milk and stuff and Oreo milk. So if it's in the house, that's what I have my Oreos with. But
yeah,
if I can choose, I absolutely will always do like 2% with Oreos. Yeah.
Really?
It's much better. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Almond milk doesn't even compare to like real milk, like for cookies, any cookies. Doesn't, not just Oreos, like chocolate chip and homemade or anything.
You do it one bite, or do you do like, if you dip them in something, do you bite the whole entire thing and eat the whole thing in one bite, or
if I dip half the cookie in the milk, I bite that half and then I go back in for another dip and then finish it. Or if I do the whole cookie, one bite. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Tells a lot about somebody, you know? Dang.
Gotta get that good.
Oh, I know. It's good. Let's see. I'll give you one more here.
I just realized your name's Onion Sauce. When did you change your name to Onion Sauce?
Oh, I've been changing this entire time.
I know you have, but I didn't know it was Onion Sauce for until now.
Onion Sauce is talking. Okay, here's another one. If you had the choice, or is there a preference of Coke or Pepsi? I know you're not a big soda drinker, but...
Is that even a question? Are you serious? Dude, I like soda on occasion.
Okay. Are you serious about this? Or?
I don't drink soda that much, but I like it on occasion. Coca-Cola is the prime, unholy, greatest thing ever of any carbonated beverage. Coca-Cola.
Really?
Besides beer. But I just meant soda, yeah. Soft drink. Yes. Always.
Why? What's your why? So, you can't make a statement without a why.
Pepsi's like, it's lighter. It's got a different, it's hard to describe. They have a different thing going on. Like Coca-Cola is more harsh. It has like a more full Coke flavor, or not Coke flavor, but like cola flavor, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more like upfront, harsh, bubbly, peppery-ish. Pepsi is like lighter, sweeter, like more syrupy, if that makes sense. I don't like Diet Coke, really. I'll drink it, but I don't prefer it. And actually, if I'm going to have a diet soda, I'm going to drink Coke Zero, because Coke Zero is literally the same like zero sugar as Diet Coke, but it has a different ingredient in it to make it taste like Coca-Cola. Like the give that full body flavor.
Right.
I okay. can't remember what the ingredient is, but I forget.
I guess I never could tell the difference between them two, but I also
you think they're
never,
the same?
I think, I mean, I've never,
so you haven't had soda in a long time then. If you think
it's been
the same.
A very, very, very long time.
When is the last time you had soda?
I don't know. I can't even
you
tell
never, you. Ever, ever buy a soda on random, like at the gas station, just have a soda.
Never. I don't go inside the gas station ever.
When's the last time you like went to like a restaurant, like had a soda? Or like never. Had a soda at like a at your cafeteria or something. Never? No. What? Why?
Well, I mean, okay, maybe at the cafeteria, like when I used to go and
get you had food. A soda. What would you get though? But something
it
else?
It probably wasn't even soda. It was probably like maybe a lemonade or something.
Okay, okay.
I don't think it was soda, but maybe it was
you
cola.
Get like a lemon, like a Fallon lemonade.
Yeah.
Okay. But very so rare. Yeah, you need to go back. You need to go to the store tonight. Because the night is young over where you are.
Oh my gosh.
What is it? 5? It's only 5:50 there?
6. About 6, yeah.
So you need to go to the store. You don't need to buy 2-liter bottles. Just get the small ones. Get small cans out at the gas station, or get the 2 little bottles. Get one Pepsi, get one Coke, get the regular, no diet. And taste them back to back. You're going to know exactly the difference and which one you like more right away.
I think all we really need to do is do a video taste test and put it on YouTube. And get those views.
Okay,
that's what
do
we
that.
Do.
Oh, you want me no, to do it with
to get
you?
Together, yeah.
Okay. I personally like the flavored Cokes too. I like the vanilla Coke, the cherry Coke, wow. All those. They're really good too.
Do you remember going to the factory, the Coca-Cola factory in Georgia?
Oh, yeah.
And
in Atlanta,
tasting
yeah.
all the different flavors?
Of course I do.
All the,
every
like,
flavor in the
flavors?
World. Every yeah. flavor in the world. The ginger beers and all that, yeah. So
all the different flavors of Fanta. There were like 30 jillion flavors of Fanta.
So good, dude.
And you just had a cup and you just taste them all and you're like,
we've
why
there,
are these?
Yeah, we've been there a couple times. It was so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Those are the main ones. Those are the most controversial ones. There's a couple more, but those are the probably the... Oh, okay. I have one last one for you here. And we can move on to something else. This is... do you cut your sandwich diagonally or in half? Does it matter to you?
It doesn't matter to me, and I've cut it both ways. Typically, I go straight down the middle.
Okay.
Peanut butter, jelly, grilled cheese. Typically, I just go straight down the middle. I don't really do diagonals often. Actually, very rarely. But I don't care. I don't care either way. It doesn't matter.
The illusion here is that if you cut it diagonally, that your sandwich is bigger. That's the illusion that it's creating. Even though it's
okay, maybe.
Literally the same.
It is funny you say that though, because it does give the illusion of it being bigger.
Yeah. but yeah, that's our first time doing a little bit of a little Q&A for each other. We'll move on to
little food Q&A. Food Q&A. Can't speak.
Oh, it's boiling here. Jeez. Let's take
computer's going. Here. Computer's on fire.
Yeah, my computer is literally about to explode. It is boiling.
It's time for me to make my new machine once my parts are in stock.
Yeah, it's hard to get those parts in though. It's
Are you gonna do a build?
I am very on the fence about what computer I'm just going to upgrade. Okay, let me say two things. So first, I am unsure about what Mac I want to buy. I want to buy either a MacBook Pro, the new 13-inch MacBook Pro, fully upgraded, or a new Mac Mini. So obviously, okay, pros and cons to both of them. I really, really like a laptop because I love to take it and sit on my lap, gotcha, and have like, see, I don't Twitch care on the TV or whatever, like have something, like if moving to my house and cool, I have like sitting in the living room, have something on the TV, I can still work on my laptop and I can be working and still doing something else, mm-hmm, that I like a lot. I don't have to be sitting at my desk, you know what I mean? I don't want to be stuck to my desk all the time doing work, you know what I mean? I want to still be, mm-hmm, able to do work other places.
I understand.
So I still have my iPad Pro, even though my iPad Pro is older. I don't have like a lot of ways of doing work on it. I could still kind of connect a mouse to it, even though it's really glitchy because it's not technically set up for it, even with iPadOS. I could trade it in or sell it and get a new iPad with a new keyboard, and that'd be really nice. My friend TJ just got the brand new iPad with the brand new Magic Keyboard, and it's beautiful. So that replaces a whole laptop, obviously, but you know, it's expensive. So
right.
I would rather have a laptop, but the whole other flip side of that is I could get a Mac Mini, save some money, get better processing power, and I could use the rest of the money and upgrade my PC. You know, I'm still going to upgrade my PC anyway because it's not expensive. Get new RAM, get a new graphics card,
right,
and some new cooling. But that's kind of where I'm at with that. I still have no idea what to do. I'm completely torn.
So what I've realized is I was like, well, if I do a PC build, like I was saying last time, would I miss macOS? I really was like, what's on macOS that I could not use anymore? And the only thing that's on macOS that I wouldn't be able to use is Logic for recording, right?
Maybe what you can't use?
What I couldn't use if I had a PC.
Okay.
So I was like, if I'm going to migrate.
Logic and Logic, Final Cut and.
Which I don't have. I don't have Final Cut. I only have iMovie, I believe. Yeah, I don't have Final Cut. So I couldn't, I couldn't use any Apple software. But I was like, would I miss it? Could I get away without it? And I realized I could.
You're saying if you don't want a Mac at all.
Correct. I'm saying invest more money into the PC build. Migrate to Windows. Yes, it's not my preferred operating system, but do a build this summer with a lot better specs, essentially, than the Mac I would buy for half the cost. That's what I realized. About half the cost. It maybe not half, maybe like 2/3 of the cost in the end with tax and everything and all the accessories I want, but that's not bad. So I might go that way. The only thing I'll have to change is I'll go back to using Presonus probably to record, and then potentially you and I could use Presonus to share files through our drive.
But if you maybe spend less,
which is actually better than Logic, in my opinion.
Well,
I miss Presonus, which is fine because I could always get Presonus for you too. So you
yeah, could share, we could definitely do that. I have no problem.
That's the only thing I would miss. That's the only thing I would have to do. Now, with the PC build, I actually found a FireWire card because my legacy equipment would have to work on the PC, and I figured out a way I could run all my old equipment on it, and it would work but fine.
Maybe you should spend less on. Like $1,000 or whatever your price point is, like half on a PC because you don't need as crazy of a PC, right? And if I was making all of your music equipment,
could,
you know, get a new interface because you're spending money on old equipment, which is crazy, right? We already have issues with compatibility right now, and it's 2020. You know, you've had over X amount of years, and you're like already have a problem.
So I won't have any issues with compatibility. No matter what I upgrade to, I can still use all my equipment. That's what's nice. If I go the Mac route, I have to buy two dongles for the Thunderbolt. FireWire to Thunderbolt 2, Thunderbolt 2 to Thunderbolt 3. That's fine. It would cost me $100 in dongles, but whatever. If I go the PC route, I have to get a FireWire card for $36 on Amazon. Not that expensive, highly rated. Plug it in my PCI port, boom. Plug in the FireWire cable, download whatever drivers, boom. And then I can use my current FireWire Fire Studio. But I don't know. I just realized, like, I really thought about it. I was like, shoot, like, I could literally build a master machine that does gaming, editing, audio, streaming, podcasting, everything in one massive machine. And I was like, maybe I'll be okay. Maybe I won't miss macOS.
Oh my gosh, that sounds terrible.
I like the simplicity of macOS, yes, but I want to build like one really good machine. So I think I might do it. That's kind of the way I'm leaning right now. I know you won't agree, but I just want to say what I feel.
You like for example, like what, I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, you have, I mean, do whatever you want, obviously, but
right.
I like, you know, keeping it simple because obviously you could have less on your desk.
It's not even on my desk because it will remove the Mac from the desk. I could keep the Mac Mini still running because I still have the Mac Mini, but the tower is on the floor. I won't even have the tower on my desk at all.
Yeah, as long as you have adequate airflow, you know.
Yep, I'll have adequate airflow, and then I'm gonna get a new monitor, obviously, for the PC, because I still have an old monitor. But yeah, that's my plan right now. But the thing is, I can't get any of the parts to start it, to even collect the parts to build. I have nothing in stock because it's just everything's being bought right now, completely out of stock. So we'll just keep an eye on everything, see what happens with the market. Try to grab some parts this summer to build it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, switching over is definitely big. I think you'll miss it for sure, especially like being able to use iMessage on your Mac is huge.
I'm going to miss that. You're right. I'm going to miss that.
Maps but and stuff like that in iTunes, but I mean, obviously you can use iTunes.
So I don't have iTunes. I have Spotify.
Oh,
right. I have Spotify, so that doesn't affect me. I currently use Spotify on my bootcamp. I will miss iMessage on my Mac. That is nice to respond to you quickly, but I don't need it. I have my MacBook Pro still running if I want to use iMessage on there.
Oh,
and I also have still like my cell phone next to me if I need to respond. Like I don't need to, it's a nice amenity to have, but I don't need it. Especially once I get my new iPhone, whenever they put out the 12.
So you're not doing a new Mac Mini at all?
That's currently the way I'm leaning. Yes. I'm way more toward doing a full PC build. I'm really into it right now, getting all the parts in it. Because I realized the performance to the cost is so much better than what I was originally sent you with the setup for the Mac Mini with the external GPU. It's going to be a lot more money. It's like, so just to give you a comparison, I think I got it down. I say in the list, but I got it down to like under $2,000, even with the, like an Xbox controller added in there for the PC build. And the other bill was $3,500, $3,600 or something. It's crazy. Yeah. So I think I'm going to go that route. I know that you might not agree, but it's okay. Cause everything that I currently can do on the Mac, I could still work around it on the PC, and then I can still share everything with you. It's not like I'm limited to what we were doing with our migration through Google Drive.
Sharing stuff.
You know what I mean? The only thing that would have to change is like the recording of music. Couldn't use Logic. Right. That's okay.
Just recording of music.
That's okay. We can always change the DAW.
Yeah.
I miss Persona so bad, and I tried to download it on my Mac and I cannot get it to work right. So I'm really looking forward to if I can get the machine, you know, new machine build and getting that running on the PC. I used to have it on PC a long time ago. Worked great. Used to have it with a license.
Right.
On my dad's work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Freaking was a beast of a DAW.
But you're still leaning towards keeping your old interface, you know, all your old interface and your old recording equipment and stuff like that.
Because
it's old, you know?
It is old, yes. It is legacy equipment with FireWire, but it sounds
crystal. Instead of upgrading to USB-C.
Yes. It sounds crystal. I can still use it. If it was like not backward compatible at all, obviously I'd be rethinking this whole situation. It wouldn't even be a question. But the fact that I can make it work on either machine is awesome. There's no, if it works, if it's not broke, like why fix it? You know what I mean? Like that's my thing. Like if once this interface dies and like I'm not getting good sounds out of it, yeah, I'll upgrade, but I'm still getting good sounds out of the preamps on it. So, and it's 8 inputs. I spent a lot of money to get it. I invest a lot of money into it. So it's like silly for me to upgrade if I don't need to. So I can put the more money into the machine that I can build.
For example, you can't even use Discord with your interface because of the age.
So it's not necessarily age. Maybe it is, but it has something to do with it. Has actually something to do with audio interfaces in general on Discord. I think they don't. They're not. Some of them aren't compatible.
I mean,
so maybe that might be part of it. I think what you're saying is right. Yeah, it does not like external audio interfaces, I guess. I'm curious to see if it works different on PC. If I do Discord on PC and I use the interface and see if it's different.
I mean, I guess you could try it right now because
I could.
Boot camp set up, yeah.
I could. I wonder, I'll download Discord. I want to try it tonight. Let's try it tonight.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm just really curious to see if we can get it to work. I mean, it'd be nice for doing like live streams together. I don't know how much live streams we could do remote, but that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because I mean, I'll give you a better answer.
Yeah, that'd be cool though. So yeah, that's the plan right now. I'm gonna do a cool build this summer. I'm looking forward for it. I've never built a computer in my life. It's gonna be fun. It'll be a fun project. Looking forward for it.
Surely a bit more finger.
What'd you think of that?
Well, that's all I got for you. What else you got for me?
That's about it. I'm about to play some Minecraft Dungeons tonight.
Whoa!
I'm level 20, and I'm power level 21.
Dang.
Yeah.
Streamed a little bit before we start recording. I'm gonna stream some more.
What mission are you on? What area? On the map.
I beat the first difficulty.
Oh, you beat the whole thing? The first difficulty?
Yeah, the very first default difficulty.
How'd you go through the whole thing already? That's fast.
I was only able to beat it because TJ was higher level and we went with his other friend.
Helped you. Okay.
More high level.
So what level are you right now?
I'm 30 right now.
Holy crap, you're much higher than me.
And if I played, so we beat all of it and then we played the first mission on one of the maps,
next difficulty level
of the next difficulty, and it's extremely difficult. I can't do any damage, so it's like seven higher than my power currently.
Oh, so you need to upgrade your stuff, man. Yeah
So I'm just trying to boost myself. They are the TJ and TJ's friend, they were playing and they're kind of at the point where they can play those maps, but barely. Wow. We were struggling even doing the boss.
If you're 30, what level are they? Like a couple levels above.
So TJ's like 45, I think. And his friend's 52, I think.
They're still struggling? So what's the third difficulty going to be like?
Exactly.
Once we get through this story.
Yeah.
Over again.
So I think he told me the highest that item will drop. Like from
power level,
with no enchants, yeah, just an item, not the power, but just like an item drops level is 108. So 108. Just to give you an idea, the highest I dropped,
like 24 right now.
I know, and I got to drop from the new difficulty, from the next difficulty of 40 something, and I was like, this is super high for me. So
it was a super jump from where you were at.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it still does it relative to your power and your level, but it's I went back and I just did one mission and I actually unlocked the secret a secret mission, because there's a couple of secret missions in
on the map,
a couple of the levels. Yeah, it's all like RNG,
like the crypt that you can find.
Yep, that one is your first one, and then there's another one which is soggy cave or something like
soggy
that.
Swamp,
it's like a swamp. That's, yeah
that's a secret mission too.
Something like that. I was playing earlier. It opens up another one for you. Or Soggy Cave is what it is or something. It's because you have the swamp and then you open up the cave or something. I forget.
Okay, so, I haven't found that myself then.
And TJ was saying to me last night when we were playing, he's like, if we open that up, you can just keep replaying that, and there's an obsidian black chest at the end that you can just keep getting really good loot from.
So keep it was, spawning it, yeah.
Exactly. Hmm. So
you can just keep getting better gear. What does that drop? That drops artifacts, though, right? The obsidian chest?
I think.
Or it drops weapons, too. Okay.
Yeah. Or, so I'm going to do that. I'll play that after we're done here. I'll probably get my level up. But my level is not high enough, obviously, for the next difficulty. So I have to... I don't even have the high enough gear. Like, my gear's not even that good, so I have to keep training.
Yeah, you gotta play solo and just do like the easy missions and like get a bunch of like levels up.
Yeah, I'm missing like one or two artifact or gear pieces from each. I'm almost completely finished the whole first.
Oh, that's good.
I'm almost 100% it, but
nice.
It's really fun though. I definitely
like it. It is really fun. I like the concept. I like all the stuff they put in it.
The
leveling system is amazing.
Oh yeah, the leveling system, the little sound effects you have for little like all the bows. They have a little sound effect for each bow that you attach.
Yep.
And they have sound effects when you fire them.
I love all the perks. Effects. Like every you could play so many different builds. So like
yeah,
you could exactly. like yeah, if you want to play archer for a while, you can. But then like if it's not working for you, you can switch it out. But not. Get rid of it. You could just switch it out and like play the spider armor
with
a soul sword and then like switch that out when you're tired of that. Like you could just keep doing infinite options. It's so cool.
You could do like a full soul build and then you could do like a melee build where you're super, super quick with a ninja armor and then or the thief armor. It's like, or you could do a heavy build like.
Yeah, with a hammer.
Yeah, that's what I was doing previously because I had no. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, you had the hammer?
I had this enormous hammer and it did so much damage. It had a lightning effect. It was a unique hammer. It struck lightning whenever you hit something. And it also had the enchant where I could do poison cloud. So I did the poison cloud all the way up to its max level 3. So it would do poison cloud and it would do lightning. So it would do like two different extra effects.
Jeez. Yeah, I have these, what is the soul sword? Yeah, but it's like level 18. And then I have a diamond sword. I don't know if you've got one of those yet.
Oh, no, I have not.
I've got a diamond sword and it's not even strong because like it's RNG based on, well, no, it's not RNG. It's based on your level, right? So when you go to spend emeralds to get stuff. Well, the drops
are RNG, yeah.
Right. So when you go spend emeralds at the shops, right? So if you spend 89 emeralds, you get a new weapon. I got a diamond sword, but it's to your level. So it's strong. It's a cool sword, but I actually have better stuff than the diamond sword right now in my pocket.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, it doesn't even matter. It's like, so I guess I just salvage it and wait until I get another one. It's better.
Or like,
it's sweet.
It's kind of silly to sometimes even buy stuff. Because you do another mission and then you get like way higher gear and you can spend emeralds for like no reason, you know.
But that's okay because it helps you get through the missions. So I don't care about that. And you get enough emeralds in the game to like replenish that you know bucket of emeralds or whatever.
Right.
But I'm doing a hybrid build right now. I have a soul build with archer. So I have hunter armor with a powerful bow. The like red one.
Is it
one.
A crossbow or is it? It's a charge
crossbow. Crossbow. The powerful crossbow. Yeah.
Nice.
It's like 115 damage every shot I do, 120 damage.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah, per shot. So cool. Because I get the boost, I get 30% boost on the hunter armor.
Oh, the hunter armor, nice, okay.
Yep. It's like level 24. But yeah, nice, I still got to beat the default campaign.
Probably yeah, I wish we could play it together, dang.
It's coming, it's just going to take some time. And then they got to have DLC with all the extra missions they're going to add. It's like
extra missions,
20 bucks difficulty. Or 10 bucks. It's like so cheap.
Yeah.
I think it's $10 of DLC. And you can add all these other things to it. And new weapons and stuff. Sweet. They're adding like the island DLC or whatever first.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sweet.
Good day.
Yeah. All right, man.
Well, brother.
Do this again on Wednesday?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
You could come. Oh my goodness. My thing almost crashed. Whoops.
You're about to crash on me?
Well, we're good. We're good. We're good.
You about to be cut out of the whole thing?
No. Yeah, I'll see you on Wednesday. Let's do it again.
Right on. See you on Wednesday. Talk to you.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right. Enjoy your night, man.
Yeah, you too, brother.
All right. Peace.
All right. See you, dude.